From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Even as a massive wildfire continues to burn in the hills north of Los Angeles, fire officials seem to be optimistic they will be able to contain the flames. Firefighters have been setting back fires and bulldozing areas to move dry tinder out of the way, though the ruggedness of the area involved has also been making it difficult. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger said today he has issued emergency declarations in a number of counties affected by the wildfires.
That is very important because it gives us extra resources in order to fight those fires. This will cut through the red tape and free up additional resources and assist in response and recovery efforts also.
Upwards of 3,600 firefighters are battling what has been dubbed the station fire, supported by aircraft dropping water and flame retardant. The fire has already burned 53 homes across California. The cost of fighting the latest wildfires has already topped $100 million. Ford Motor Company says its August U.S. sales were up 17% from last year. The news was not so rosy for General Motors and Chrysler. Michigan Radio's Tracy Hamilton has more.
Ford, with its strong lineup of fuel-efficient cars, did the best of the Detroit Three as customers jammed dealer showrooms in August to take advantage of the federal Cash for Clunkers program. John Mulconowitz of IHS Global Insight expects the federal incentive will be a transient boost for automakers.
Consumer confidence is still too low. Job creation is still essentially non-existent. There are too many fundamental economic problems that we're still right in the middle of.
General Motors and Chrysler were handicapped by low inventories of their most fuel-efficient vehicles, along with bankruptcy backlash from customers. GM sales dropped 20% compared to last August, and Chrysler sales were down 15%. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Hamilton in Ann Arbor.
The Project on Government Oversight has written to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, urging her to investigate a private contracting company that guards the U.S. Embassy in Kabul. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more.
The guards live and work in what the 10-page letter describes as a Lord of the Flies environment. The letter says that the guards are subjected to hazing and other abuse and live in a climate of fear. The Project on Government Oversight says Secretary Clinton needs to look at how the contracting company, Armor Group North America, treats the guards, many of whom are Gurkhas. State Department spokesman Ian Kelly says the secretary has zero tolerance for the kind of conduct that's alleged in the letter.
These are very serious allegations. And we are treating them that way.
But the Project on Government Oversight says the State Department hasn't done enough to fix the problem. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 185 points, closing at 9,310. That was a loss of nearly 2%. The Nasdaq fell 40 points. The S&P 500 was down 22 points today. This is NPR. The nation's metropolitan areas are showing some better jobs numbers in July. The Labor Department says in sharp contrast to the previous month, where 90% of the country's 380 metropolitan areas saw an increase in their unemployment rates, in July, cities were split just about in half between those gaining jobs and those losing jobs. According to an Associated Press analysis of the government employment data, unemployment rates fell in 168 metro areas and rose in 168 others. 44 cities reported no significant change in employment. Following ceremonies in Poland to mark the 70th anniversary of the start of World War II, Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin called on other countries to recognize their mistakes in dealing with Nazi Germany before the outbreak of the war. Peter Van Dyke reports from Moscow.
Before and during his trip to Poland, Vladimir Putin called the Molotov-Ribbentrop non-aggression pact that divided Eastern Europe between Nazi Germany and the Soviet Union immoral and a mistake. But the Russian Prime Minister said other countries should follow suit and admit their own errors, a reference in particular to the Munich Agreement of 1938 between Britain, France and Germany that gave Hitler part of Czechoslovakia. Russia has responded to recent criticism of Stalin's role in the lead-up to World War II by accusing Poland of sharing responsibility for the start of the war. However, Putin's condemnation of the Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact seemed to have the desired effect on his hosts. Poland's Prime Minister stood alongside the Russian leader and declared bilateral relations, frosty for several years, to be better than ever before. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
Oil prices fell for a second straight day. Benchmark crude was down $1.91 a barrel to settle at $68.05 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.